Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, was the left horrified by the Charlie Kirk killing or inspired? I've been afraid this would happen, folks. New poll out, just came out yesterday. It's getting worse. Agreement that political violence may be necessary to right the country is growing. Now, who did the poll? This is really interesting. NPR did, NPR and Marist. So this is, it's NPR, PBS News, Marist poll. So this is the left doing this poll. This is what's remarkable about it. 3 in 10 people now say Americans may have to resort to violence to get the country back on track. Now, who do they blame for this? Democrats. Which is remarkable because this is NPR PBS. I mean, this is Democrat Central. To be sure, they write a strong majority disagree with that. 70% disagree with this idea that, wow, you know, we have to get a little violent in order to get the country on the right track, whatever that is. 70%, but the 30% who now say, 30% who now say violence may be necessary, listen to this, is up 11 points since April of 24. An increase, listen to this part, an increase, they admit, an increase, quote, driven by Democrats. 18 months ago, just 12% of Democrats agreed with the statement. Americans may have to resort to political violence on the other side, against the other side. 12% agreed of Democrats 18 months ago. For us, by the way, it's 4. So these are a violent group of people. They love violence. They like it. They got bloodlust. They do. 12% of Democrats agree with that statement 18 months ago. Today, it's 28%. Let me read that paragraph again because that's astonishing. And I know you're driving to work and you're busy. You're thinking, wait, what? Marist NPR admit a dramatic increase in the percentage of Americans who say violence is okay to settle political differences. 30% of Americans now say violence may be necessary. That's up 11 points since April of 2024. An increase driven by Democrats, they admit. 18 months ago, just 12% of Democrats agreed. Now, 28% of Democrats say violence is okay. By the way, among 18 to 29s, it's over 50. This is not good. This is not good. So the question now is, okay, you may feel that way, and this is why we have tens of thousands of people now in a database for their employers to check. There's a website compiling it of people cheering the murder of Charlie Kirk. They loved it. They thought it was fabulous. Okay. But the question now becomes, okay, but how many people are willing to go to prison for the rest of their life to commit violence or go to prison for years or whatever? What is that number? I'm going to get to that in a minute. But the number's probably reasonably low unless you combine it with this other problem that I've been talking about for a while. This idea in Democrat cities that if you were the right kind of violent leftist, you'll be left alone and the police will let you do whatever you want. In fact, you are more powerful than the police. That's what we're seeing in Portland right now. Now, if that were to happen, Katie, bar the door. Now, right now, Donald Trump seems to understand this and he's putting it down. This is why we're in Portland. This is why we have to be in Portland. This is why the Portland police chief, who is currently being sued by residents, one of whom is a black woman who lives in an apartment across the street from the ICE building. She says she hasn't slept in months because Antifa blares the sirens all night long to torture the ICE agents. It's a noise ordinance violation, but the police will not respond because Antifa is above the law. Truly, the police, you know, oh, is that Antifa? Yeah, no, we're not coming. You want to know what this looks like? You go on X right now. There's a reporter by the name of Katie Davis-Cord, and she covers Antifa in Portland. And one of them tried to gouge her eye out yesterday. That was actually 2 days ago, but the video hit yesterday. You should see, it's brutal. Takes a Palestinian flagpole and bam, right in the eye. Does this in front of a negotiator with the Portland PD. So this is, they're just supposed to talk to you while your eye bleeds. And she says, please, like, go get the person who did this. She's with a camera crew. The camera crew chases the Antifa thug who did it. It's a woman with a flag into the Antifa safe house. Gets this all on video. Has the whole thing. Police refuse to arrest her. And when she asks for comment, say it's too dangerous to extract her from the Antifa safe house. So maybe she can sue them too. See, that right there is where the problems are going to come from. If these Democrat sanctuary cities begin to say, well, that was an Antifa thug who did the beating. That was a well-meaning Antifa thug who did that murder there. No, we're not responding. No, we're not scraping the body off the pavement. No, yeah, I shouldn't have trifled with Antifa. Then we got a problem. And that's where we are right now. Now, folks, this is not going to happen in red areas. Our sheriffs and police chiefs are not going to put up with this here. We're going to still be normal America here. But this is how you lose blue areas. And what we've already seen is illegal immigrants and other cartel and, you know, oriented criminals flocking to those sanctuary cities to hide there behind Democrat protection. And my fear is we're going to have Antifa doing that too. If we don't have a Republican president to go in and extract them, as Donald Trump is right now, both the violent cartel types, which he's rounding up in these raids, but also the Antifa type criminals, we have a civil war on our hands. We are. And the only way to stop it is consequences. So I'm really glad Trump announced overnight that they have arrived in Portland. We do have the National Guard there. And what we're going to have to do is round up the leadership here. So we're going to have to sweep the ICE facility. We're going to have to catch the leaders, clear out the safe house, and charge them federally so we can lock them up. So we'll run out of Antifa types. And we got 3 years to do it because there's going to be a mob behind them if not. I mean, folks, 28% of Democrats right now say violence is okay so we can get our way politically, up from 12% of Democrats 18 months ago. So 12% 18 months ago, 28% today, folks. This is spinning out of control.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.